Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is 5:04. We are your sports burros. Rob here, Suk right over there. Hello, sir.
Sada.
Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. Big Suk is back here.
Yeah.
Although he's, yeah, there he is.
Yeah, right here.
Dead sir.
Hey, everybody.
We are partying. We're going to talk about last night's NBA Finals crowning of the Milwaukee Bucks.
I thought we were going to go pick by pick through the Kraken expansion draft while you gave me your player analysis.
Which we already know every single pick
I know,
that they made.
They've all leaked. But I was kind of waiting for Rob's pick by pick analysis.
I did have a question about that.
But not a hot take, just a question.
Well, I don't know who they've picked. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they've all basically, well, the draft has not officially begun, or it's
beginning here in a minute on ESPN too.
But somebody from inside the Kraken is leaking it.
Well, yeah, they already know, because it's not like there's anyone else making their picks. They've already,
how many picks do they get?
They've already made them
30
something like 30? That
I think they get one player from each team basically.
Oh, all right. Well, that's exciting.
that's where you're leaving it?
I don't care about the Kraken.
Oh, I thought they were your team now.
Yeah, I thought you'd be a big Kraken fan.
No.
You would be all about the crack. You wanted to be like in, you wanted to be a crackhead. You wanted to be in the crack house. What's up?
Nope.
That's disappointing.
Don't care.
Okay.
Although I saw that they were not going to take the Canadiens goalie.
Yes.
Carey Price.
Carey Price.
He's too old.
He was probably the biggest name that was available.
Too old or too expensive?
Probably both. A bit of both. So
yeah, he's a bitch.
He's actually not, but well, the idea
they
is,
decided to not take any of the good players, really.
Yeah, a lot of the
what
there were some.
Who is running that show?
There were some real like known big time names, but they're on the back end of their careers and they carry with them big expensive tags.
Hey,
and
man,
so Seattle's staying young and flexible.
I only need to follow one person on Twitter to know everything about the Kraken. One. And that is the great Ian Furness.
He's
all over it.
He's master of the crack.
He's all over it.
And yes, 30 players, one per team, excluding the Golden Knights, who were exempt.
Because they just built their team.
They're an expansion team. 32 teams in the league, obviously the one being the Kraken, they can't pick their own, and then the Knights.
I like how they do this, though. So each team has to release or can protect like most of their roster, but then some guys they leave unprotected, and then the Kraken can just choose from those guys.
They can
guys.
Protect, I believe, 15 players.
Yeah, and so you have to release a list. These are the available players from each team. Obviously, the big-name guys, and then some teams like the Habs left Carey Price unprotected as they could protect one of their better younger players with the idea that because of Price's age and his price, that they wouldn't take him.
It's like a game of chicken.
Exactly.
Yep.
I love it.
And this happened a couple times with the Knights, and the Knights actually went a little more.
They actually took good players.
Took good players. They went veteran laden, and then
and they made the Stanley Cup.
All they've done has been really.
So
really
what you're
good.
Saying is the Kraken are already tanking.
Well, there's a there's talk that the Kraken are actually going to try to sign some of the free agents this year.
Yeah.
Like there's a Avalanche player, Gabriel Landeskog, who's really good, and he's supposed to demand a lot of money, and they're in talks with him. So they're thinking they're going to take the cheaper guys in the expansion draft to actually sign some free agents.
It's just a different approach than what Vegas took, and Vegas was so successful, so already the armchair hockey bros are like, well, what the hell, man? Vegas did it, even though it was the most...
Well, they did make the finals.
It was the most random, like, no one could have possibly seen that coming. But, anywho, your Kraken...
Not my Kraken.
...have a team.
All right, the formation of the 16-team Super Conferences, it is beginning. We'll get to that this hour. We have some leftover sports audio. Club 1080, we have the very definition of making it rain. And have you heard of the nuclear football? Is that something you're familiar with?
I am familiar with that.
Yeah, I just read about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah, you always got to have it with you.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting,
nuclear football.
It's an interesting term for it.
A lot of people trying to strip that football.
I don't think you can. I don't think that would be the greatest fumble in sport history if you fumble that one.
Right now, the hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
You're an idiot, Sue. Ruff is an idiot.
You're so cute, Jason.
Number 5.
36-year-old Chris Paul is not considering retirement after the Suns bow out of the NBA Finals last night. Large reason why, he has a $44 million player option.
Yeah. And though there are some that think he can opt out of that and maybe get a 2 to 3 year deal, somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 million per year. But
wow.
I don't know. I mean, do you take
the 44?
It depends. I'm sure his agent is kicking around with some teams or a Phoenix. Be like, hey, if we opt out of this, what's our market? Like, if you can opt out and you can get a 3 year deal at, let's say, $70 million, you know, then maybe you jump on that. There's some talk that maybe the Lakers could be involved in this, you know, going to team with LeBron. But if you're Phoenix, don't you run that back with Chris Paul?
I think you try.
Yeah,
$44 million is a lot, though.
I know he ran out of gas at the towards the end. It wasn't the same player, but Chris Paul was damn good.
Number 4.
Not many saw it because it was at 1 in the morning, but the United States women's soccer team lost to Sweden 3. Do I say nil or zero? What do I say there?
It's nil.
Nil. 3-0.
Don't mess with my Swedish gals, man.
In Tokyo to open the Olympics. So the U.S. is the prohibitive favorite in the games, previously unbeaten in their last 44 matches, but they lost. They were stunned.
And this,
shocked.
And this was not one of the friendlies. This is the Counters.
Yeah, it's the Counters.
Whoops.
They're going to meet New Zealand next. Opening ceremonies are Friday morning. In other Olympic news, Brisbane, Australia has been chosen to host the 2032 Games.
So the people of Brisbane will get fleeced now as opposed to the people of Tokyo. Did you see, by the way, that the head of the IOC, and Tokyo cannot cancel the Games, by the way. Like, only the IOC has the power to cancel it, but the president of that did not, he left some wiggle room there for these things to be shut down.
Yeah, that was on yesterday's broadcast.
Oh, it spiraled.
Did you miss our show yesterday?
I did miss your show yesterday.
We talked about that.
I just think it's interesting that Tokyo has no ability to shut it down, even if this ends up being a disaster.
The Niners have extended the contract of all-pro linebacker Fred Warner by 5 years. He'll be the NFL's highest-paid linebacker.
Former BYU Cougar?
Yeah. He's a BYU kid. Keeps him in San Francisco through 2026. He was a third-rounder out of BYU. Now, the Niners have 3 guys who are the highest-paid players at their position.
I know. You don't want that. Like, it's... The NFL's a weird thing because, you know, you draft young guys, and that's how you build, you know, you build elite teams. But, like, when you're like the Rams and you've got, you know, a handful of different positions and they're the highest paid guy in the league, that really starts to affect your ability to build a better roster. But Fred Warner is a really, really good player. I don't think he's the best linebacker in the game, but most of the time the highest paid isn't the best. He's just the next one up in the contract.
So it's him. Kittle is the highest paid tight end. And then Trent Williams is the highest paid left tackle.
Yeah.
They have all three.
Number two.
Oregon Ducks have extended the contract of men's basketball coach Dana Altman through 2026-27.
The Brush.
Getting some more money. He is 63 years old. He has never won fewer than 21 games as coach of the Ducks.
Yeah, he's been amazing. And I remember when he got hired and people kind of were poo-pooing that.
Well, he like wasn't the sexiest hire.
No, and he was like, well, from Creighton, and he was like their fifth choice, but...
All he does is win. He won 21.
You can't argue with the Brush.
24, 28, 24, 26, 31, 33, 23, 25, 24, and 21.
Yeah. He deserves it, right? I mean, he's been fantastic.
Final Four. Hall of Fame coach Bobby Bowden of Florida State, diagnosed with terminal illness.
Yeah, we don't know what it is.
He didn't say.
No.
He's 91. He says he's at peace. He coached at Howard for 3 years, West Virginia for five, and then won two titles in 34 seasons at Florida State.
And he's been sick for a number of years. But I do, I mean.
Let's do it.
Well, he got the COVID, too.
Yeah. I think it's it says something, though, when he just, he's like, I'm at peace. Number that guy's one. Had a really, really good life
number
and
one.
Is loved by pretty much everybody.
Yeah, he probably never cheated either.
I had the pleasure of getting my ass kicked by the cheating-ass national championship Florida State Seminoles and Bobby Bowden. That was the Peter Warwick team.
A college football bombshell from the Houston Chronicle today. They report that Texas and Oklahoma could soon be joining the SEC. Both schools have reached out to the league about joining forces. And according to the Houston Chronicle, an announcement could come in the next few weeks.
And no one is really denying this. There's a lot of people that are pissed. There's a lot of people that are doing the no comment. But no one's coming right out and denying this, which leads you to believe that there's a lot of smoke here. But there are plenty of hurdles to overcome.
There are.
Before any of this could happen. And we were talking about them earlier. But there is a laundry list of things that would have to be settled financially, lawsuits. This would not just be as simple as, hey, we want to go join the SEC.
We will discuss those items and what all this means, maybe even for the Pac-12, coming up in our next segment, so stay there. Hot 5 at 5, refreshed by Coors Light. Live sports back, always better with an ice-cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. It's 5:15 on the Fam.
It's time for Who's Leading the Charge? A look under the hood at the coaches, players, and teams getting it done. Brought to you by Battery Exchange.
Ball gets it into Booker, who wheels for three, missed it, contested rebound. P.J. Tucker's got it. He'll run out the clock. 50 years in the waiting. Giannis Antetokounmpo scores 50 in an MVP performance, delivering the 2021 NBA Championship to the Milwaukee Bucks.
50 points, 14 boards, pretty good.
One of the great performances you will ever see. And it really, I mean, I know Middleton had the shot at the end there, but Milwaukee wasn't that good last night, and Giannis just drugged their ass across the finish line. They were amazing.
Battery Exchange has over 14 area locations to serve you. Free electrical system checks for your vehicle. Just go to BatteryExchangeWithAnX.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Well, the Houston Chronicle, when I first saw it, I went, no way. This is weird. It's out of nowhere. Weird timing.
Yeah, like elbow off the top rope, like in the middle of like media days.
Like Superfly Snuka.
Yeah, and like all of a sudden this?
Yeah, and it was that Texas and Oklahoma are...
they've reached out.
Yeah, they've reached out to the SEC, but he said that an announcement could be in the next couple of weeks that they're joining the SEC. Yeah. What?
And then so far, it's just been this weird... So Sankey, who's the SEC commissioner, said no comment. Oklahoma released the most...
Well, that's not what he said. He said he's there... He is at SEC Media Day to discuss the 2021 season.
No comment, right? And then Oklahoma came out with this weird, vague statement. They said the college athletics landscape is shifting consistently. We don't address every anonymous rumor. That's not no. Texas hasn't said anything.
Well, no one said no.
Yeah, Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M.
Oklahoma State said no.
Seriously. And so did A&M. They're pissed.
Yeah, and the A&M AD said, we want to be the only school in Texas that's in the SEC. And remember, they would have a vote. You would need 3/4 of the SEC to say yes to this. So there's one no, at least with the A&M. And then Jimbo Fisher was like, yeah, why wouldn't they? Like, no one is coming out and denying this. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but
But it's a thing.
It's a thing. It's 100%
a thing. So where does this come from? Because I always thought that Texas had it made running the Big 12.
Well, in Oklahoma, too. They get more money than the other schools. And
they're only splitting it, what, 9 other ways?
9 other ways, because there's only 10. So when you look at the payouts, the Big 12 is actually third. Simply because they have less pies to split. So the Pac-12 makes more money, but the Pac-12 pays out $33 million. The Big 12 pays out $39 million to their schools, and Texas and Oklahoma get more. They get an uneven split of that, and they get to keep their third tier rights, and Texas has the Longhorn Network.
And that was when the Pac-12, they leveraged all that when the Pac-12 came, Colin?
Yes.
Back in 2010 or whatever?
The Pac-12 said, no, you can't have your own network. And Texas was like, you sure about that? And they went to the Big 12, and the Big 12 folded and agreed to give Texas and Oklahoma way more authority and more, you know, more power.
So what are they doing? Because it seems to me that if they go to the SEC, yes, they'll make more money, but they don't have carte blanche like they do in the Big 12.
No.
And, you know, look at what happened with Texas A&M over there.
Yeah, you kind of became...
not that great.
You became a little bit irrelevant. And so this is just me spitballing. I was trying to read up on this, but this is... no one's really given me a definitive reason why this would work other than it's the SEC. So I'm just off the top of my head. The college football landscape is shifting. We know that. And maybe this is Texas and Oklahoma realizing that they may play in the conference that's going to die. If ultimately this is going to 16 teams, and way back when...
You mean four leagues of 16 teams.
Chip, the guy that was breaking all this, I even forget what his last name is. The guy from Orange
Chip
Bloods.
Brown.
Chip Brown, who had this 10 years ago during the Pac-12 stuff, said... eventually, this will turn into 4 16-team super conferences. And even after the dust settled, then it was really close to happening, and it didn't. He said all along, eventually it's going to go there. So maybe this is Texas and Oklahoma looking at this and saying, we're dying here as the Big 12. This is not viable. We only have 10 teams, and we need to get out because when eventually we go to 16 teams, the Big 12 is going to be the one left holding the bag. So let's get out of here. Second, you don't need to win your conference anymore. If you're in the SEC, the idea for people to be like, well, it's much harder to win your conference. You don't need to win anymore. This is going to expand to 12 teams. So if it expands to 12 teams, it's no longer about winning the SEC. It's just about being one of the at-large berths. And certainly it's going to help you with the schedule you're going to play in the SEC. And then the other one is money. The SEC last year, well, COVID aside, so if we go back to the last full year, the SEC paid out $46 million. The Big 12 paid out $38 million. And the SEC just signed a big fat TV deal, 10-year contract with ESPN that's going to net them, it's like 54 million, something like that. So you're looking at 38 and you're like, well, they're going to make 20 more than us. there's another reason why may they just decide this is dumb. We're going to go and be with the most prestigious conference that makes it actually be the second most money, because the Big Ten's still going to make the most. But that's the only thing I can think of as far as the reasoning behind this. And if you're Oklahoma and Texas, is there also a little bit of a fear that you are getting left behind from a talent standpoint? Texas has been irrelevant for a number of years. Oklahoma has been good until they get into the playoff and they get their ass kicked by the SEC boys. So maybe there's an element too of, we need to be an SEC team so that we can better recruit against those guys, because we need to be them. In order to beat them, we're going to have to be part of this.
All right, so if I'm doing my math right, which I'm probably not, you've got five Power Five leagues.
Yes.
That's why they call it the Power Five.
You are correct.
If you go to 64 big boy teams, mm-hmm. 16 teams in four different leagues, one of the Power Five leagues goes away.
And we all know that's the Big 12.
We're certain it's the Big 12.
Yes. 100%. Okay. It can't be the SEC and it can't be the Big 10. They're the engine that drives this whole thing. Pac-12 has such a good footprint on the West Coast. Not happening. Not touching them. And the ACC, so it comes down to the ACC and the Big 12. ACC wins every time.
Okay, so what?
Because honestly, without Texas or Oklahoma, just one of those leaves, the Big 12 dies.
What does the Pac-12 do? Because they're going to have to get to 16.
You're going to have to get to 16.
So they have to add four.
You probably,
and they're big on academics.
You're going to probably have to give up some of the academic stuff. You're going to have to. And just say, we're the academic conference except for these four. Kind of like what the SEC does with Vanderbilt. Hey, we're about athletics, and we've got one smart school. You're going to have to do it, because none of the other schools meet the criteria for the Pac-12.
Any of them?
I don't think so.
I mean, they can take whoever. Like, it seems like if Texas and Oklahoma move to the SEC, it's a free-for-all.
Yeah, you get your
pick. So the Pac-12 can target whoever they want. Now, nobody's leaving the Big Ten.
No.
It's possible that Colorado, weren't they talking about Colorado moving back to the Big 12 at one point?
Yes.
But if the Big 12 is going to
die,
then that's not going to happen. So Colorado stays, so you need four spots, and you can say, okay, well, BYU, you could say San Diego State, you could say Houston, you could say Texas Tech, you could say Oklahoma State.
Yep.
You could say Baylor.
And academically, none of those schools would appear to meet the standards that the Pac-12 has. So
TCU.
You're just going to have to.
Iowa State. Kansas. Do you guys want Kansas in the Pac-12? Because I would love. I think it'd be great.
You get to watch all your games consistently.
I think that would be awesome.
Like
great for the basketball.
The religious schools.
Because we're good at basketball.
They don't want Baylor. They don't want TCU. They don't want BYU. I'm assuming that
TCU is one of the better football teams you could get, though.
Boise?
The thing about the Pac-12 is the Pac-12 has always tried to bow their chest and say that it's not just about that. The universe has to be a fit. But if we are operating under the idea that none of the schools are a good fit academically for the Pac-12, then the ones that would make sense would be Oklahoma State and probably Texas Tech.
Well, you don't want to do the what have you done for me lately thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to say, oh, just because so-and-so is good right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that matters as much. It's like, what is their cachet?
You would probably.
What kind of following do they have?
You would probably say Oklahoma.
And I think that's Tech.
It's Texas Tech. I think it's Oklahoma State. It's probably Baylor. It's probably Baylor. And then.
It's kind of off the chain.
I don't know.
San Diego State. That's not, nobody cares down there, do they?
No one cares. And again, you're not adding any sort of footprint.
Well, San Diego.
Yeah, but you already have such a huge presence in California. I mean, I guess you could say San Diego State.
Colorado State. Does that interest you?
Yeah, again, you already have the much bigger market in Colorado.
I like BYU, man. I think that's interesting.
I just think it's
because they have such a huge fan base.
But it's going to be a non-starter.
Why? Just because of the, but you're saying the academics thing.
Yeah, if you take the academic, the academic thing has always been a killer for BYU.
Just makes sense.
They have no respect for them. And then the Sunday thing.
What are they, a bunch of dum-dums up there?
No, it's just it's a religious organ.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they don't,
I get it.
It's a good
school. I get it, but things are evolving and changing. They need to put that past them.
And this is the other thing too, again, from a TV market standpoint, you already have Salt Lake with Utah. From a football standpoint, yeah, it makes sense. From everything else, you can't play on Sundays. And I don't know if the Pac-12 is willing to jumble around basketball, baseball, track and field schedules to accommodate BYU. That has always been a killer for the Big 12 and...
That's a tough one.
...and the Pac-12. And BYU isn't going to... I promise you, BYU isn't going to make a change on that. You would almost have to have BYU just be a football member only and still have the West Coast Conference carry their other sports.
Oh, there you go.
And BYU is... independent in football and their West Coast Conference and everything else.
There you go.
The only thing you could do is if you're BYU is you could beg them to give you less of a share of the pot. And remember, TCU does this. Rutgers does this. A handful of schools that joined, they don't get full shares. Eventually they will. But if you're BYU, you may go throw yourself on the sword and say, look, just take our football team. We'll do everything else in the West Coast. You don't have to deal with our Sunday crap. And instead of it, let's say the new TV deal pays out $45 million. Maybe BYU gets 30, right? And everyone else gets to divvy up a much bigger piece of the pie. And if you're BYU, you still walk away with a gigantic payday. That's the only way I can see that working, but I still think that's far-fetched. I don't think BYU comes into play. I don't think Boise State comes into play. I think it's Houston. I think Houston, even though they're not a Power Five,
Into Texas.
I think you
big city.
It's a huge city. It's
and
a top,
they care about it down
and
there.
And they care. And Houston would have the ability, much like Utah, within a couple years to compete at that level.
That's a good one.
I think Houston is probably the other team.
Is UNLV a thing?
No.
I know they suck right now, but
they're irrelevant.
Well, they are right now. But See, again, you gotta worry. You can't. The recency bias thing.
But they've never been
scary.
They've never been good. The stadium's crap. There's no resources.
Hold on. UNLV, Las Vegas is popping as a sports market.
Yeah.
UNLV sucks right now. But if you add them to the Pac-12 and they start getting power four
money.
Revenue,
yeah.
UNLV could be, I don't want to say a sleeping giant, but UNLV could be every bit as good as, you know, Arizona or Arizona State.
But again,
right?
I would make the argument.
And you've got the Las Vegas market.
I'd make the argument that at TCU, though, if you're taking the academics and the church stuff out of it, TCU gets you Dallas-Fort Worth. Houston gets you a top five city in the country.
See, the TCU one I don't like, but yes, I like the markets. You're right.
I'm trying to look up just best academic institutions in the Big 12. There's a couple of different lists, but Texas is number one. Baylor's number two.
Problem with Baylor, again, non-research institute. That's BYU is a very good school, but they're not research and they're a church school. And the Pac-12 and the powers that be have always thumbed their nose at the religious type. So,
but that doesn't mean they will.
It doesn't
this
mean
time.
They will this time. I think if you take that aside, Baylor is a no-brainer. You take if we're
really?
Throwing away the academics, Baylor is a no-brainer, even though they have no soul and I will never root for them.
I say screw Baylor.
I think it would be Oklahoma State, Baylor. Some form of Texas Tech, TCU, and then Houston are the ones that make the most sense.
Here's what
maybe
I think.
Maybe with a side of what you brought up, San Diego State could be interesting simply because San Diego is a big market.
Here's my four. You ready?
Yeah.
This is what the Pac-12 should do right here. Okay. All right. Okay. Kansas. What? I'm serious. That's a good ad.
Rock Jobs.
Now, again, football. They're terrible.
But basketball brings a
basketball
ton.
Basketball brings a ton. That would buoy your basketball league instantly.
Yes. So would Baylor.
And I'm telling you, football, while they suck at football, like historically bad suck,
yeah.
They try. Like they're not like.
Yeah, they put money into it.
They do. And they've been to they went to the Orange Bowl and whatever year that was. Like they could be good. And if they are, then you've got something there.
Sure.
Then we're going to go Oklahoma State because I think they're established.
Yep.
And
both basketball and football.
Right in the heart of the Midwest.
Good program.
I like that. I like BYU. I know what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But I just think tapping into that gigantic fan base.
It is huge.
That is enormous.
I'd love it. But
and their sports programs, you know, they care. That's a big football
good.
Thing there.
Yeah,
and
decent basketball team.
My fourth one, I'm going to go with Texas Tech. I think you got to get into Texas. And Houston, I would debate Houston or Texas Tech.
I would rather take Houston. I think the potential of Houston, again, you're getting an elite basketball program. You're getting a football program that's damn good, and they're doing it with little resources. You make them a Power Five, allow them to recruit better athletes. I think Houston.
You're in a much better market with Houston.
Much better market.
You could argue Texas Tech also is now an elite college basketball program with Chris Beard as their coach.
Yeah.
And have also with no resources been good in college football.
So, I mean, I just think that's going to, you probably end up taking both. I just think you just grab a huge hold there in the middle part of the country, Texas and Oklahoma. I would like it. I think the Pac-12 becomes interesting, way more interesting with those additions, even though Baylor.
I really want BYU.
I do too.
I think that'd be such a great fit.
I agree.
Just in terms of football only, I think that would be fantastic.
And rivalries. I think they're easy to root against, you know?
They are.
They're a fun team to have in the league.
But they're also an easy team to root for if you, let's say you're a Husky fan and BYU plays Oregon. It's a great team to mock. It's a great team for if they beat your rival to mock them, if that makes sense. So they're easy.
There's
to
a lot of fodder.
Yeah, they're easy to hate if you're playing them. Plenty of jokes. But if they beat someone you don't like, oh, it's wonderful. I would dig that. I just am not as optimistic as you.
Somebody said University of Houston is number 4 in Houston behind Texas, Texas A&M, and LSU. And that's probably true.
Probably true.
But there's a lot of people there.
Isn't it like the fourth largest city in the United States?
Top 5, I think.
It's enormous.
And somebody else texted.
Concrete ugly jungle, but.
It's a jungle?
Jungle. Yes.
It's an ugly jungle.
It's terrible. You ever been to Houston?
I can't stand
that
Houston.
That city sucks.
Yeah, it's stupid. Fellas, if you think college football is going to be worried about education and religious aspects moving forward, you're crazy. It's going to be all about the dollars and that's it.
And that's the part I tend to agree with. But
I agree with that.
Up until this point, the Pac-12 has been very,
very but it's changing.
It's adamant changing. About staying the Pac-12 and sticking their chest out.
It's changing because they know that they have to keep up. They even said it with the new hire of the new commissioner that they hired.
Yeah.
They said it. They made their statement hiring that guy. What was his background?
Vegas.
Well, yeah, Vegas media deals.
Yep.
Dude, they know it's all about money.
They know what it's about. So, and if that's the case, then
Kansas.
There are some big, big markets. It'll be a scramble.
Boise.
Boise's
popping.
Yeah, but it's a 30.
I don't know if it's got enough, but it's popping.
It's a tiny little school, and there's 30,000 seat stadium there. I don't think Boise is going to be a player. Unfortunately, the Boise's of the world, and I do think BYU's in this class too, just gets left out in the cold. Kansas, your hope is that
Big Ten,
someone is willing to grab Kansas simply because, from a basketball standpoint,
yep.
There's not a better property that you could go get.
No, they're hoping. I'm guessing they are already on the phone with the Big Ten.
Yeah,
as is Iowa State.
Yes,
as is Kansas State.
It's scramble time, man.
Are we leaving anyone out? Oh, West Virginia.
West Virginia. I would assume
ACC.
West Virginia probably just tries to get into the back to the ACC.
Yeah, the question is who will the Big Ten take? And I would think.
I'm guessing the Big Ten is going to go after some of the same schools that we're talking about. For the Pac-12, yeah, which is you get on the horn right now.
I would think Kansas and maybe
Iowa State would
Iowa
be such a fit.
State?
Yeah, there would be a good fit there.
Join probably. Iowa in the conference. Yeah.
All right, guys.
Look, someone's going to get
college football.
Someone's getting left out. And it's going to suck for them.
And it's going to be Kansas State.
Yeah,
maybe.
Kansas State could
They got to go join the American Athletic.
Remember, though.
Or Conference USA.
Couple hurdles.
Or the Mountain West.
There's a state legislative
the Sun Belt.
Rule here saying that the state schools, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, have to go together. So
they'll get out of that.
You'd have to find a way to get out of that.
They will.
Number two is there are massive financial penalties for teams leaving the Big 12 early, which you would have to pay out. Although with the added money of the SEC, that probably wouldn't be as a huge deal. But there's also a provision in there stating that if you leave before, I believe it was 2024, in the Big 12, the Big 12 gets to keep your TV rights. So if you're Texas and Oklahoma, you're going to have to buy your way out of that. Otherwise, when you're in the SEC, your TV rights still belong to the Big 12. Also, the TV deal that the SEC just signed, massive deal, 10-year deal with ESPN, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars per year. That would probably have to be renegotiated because why would the Alabamas and LSUs of the world vote to bring in two more teams and split the pie 16 ways as opposed to 14 if there's no more money coming in? And why would the little guys want to split that money? Because it just makes the league more competitive, more recruiting imbalance, and they need every dollar that they can get. So I'm not sure you can get to three-fourths of the SEC that's going to vote on that. I mean, I know one, Texas A&M's already going to vote no. So you'd probably have to get ESPN to tear up that deal and renegotiate it with the addition of Texas and Oklahoma. So those are some pretty decent hurdles that you're going to have to overcome before any of this were to be able to go down.
If Texas and Oklahoma want to join the SEC, they will. And the SEC wants them.
Yes.
They'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Roadblock, they'll plow through all of them.
There's a lot of money to be to be spread around.
So that's the Houston Chronicle report. Texas and Oklahoma have reached out to the SEC about joining their league, and they said an announcement could come within the next few weeks. We shall wait.
Well, because if there's really smoke to this within the next 10 days to 2 weeks, leaks will start happening.
Yeah.
And you'll start, because what's going to happen is those, it may not even come from Texas and Oklahoma, but the other schools that we just talked about, they're going to be on the horn calling to other conferences, and that stuff will get leaked.
Why is Nick Rolovich not going to be at Pac-12 Media Day? Next, here's Mike.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, a little audio. Sports audio. Do you like sports audio?
I do like sports audio.
Yeah, we'll have that next.
Theater of the mind.
But first, Nick Rolovich will not be at Pac-12 Media Day for the Cougs.
He will be a virtual participant.
Yeah, he had to release a statement today. and by the way, Pac-12 Media Day will be covered here on The Fan by Dirt and Sprague.
Yes, unbeknownst to me, I scheduled my vacation around the Pac-12 Media Day because, well, there wasn't one. We didn't know we were having one.
Yeah, this is a late ad, but yeah. I'd like to thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Because I feel like this is a great opportunity for Dirt and Sprague to go down there and kick some butt.
Let them see some different faces from this station.
That's right.
Let someone else
You know
on
some
Clay
of those
Allen.
Guys are tired of us.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Herm Edwards would fight you if he saw you next this year.
Totally. Herm Edwards walks up to our table. He's like, oh, God, this guy.
Football's football.
I have to explain football's football again.
I would love to talk to Herm about football. The, you know.
Football's football.
Let's just say recruiting practices.
Oh, God.
Down at Arizona State.
Football is football.
I would love that. Herm, Herm being the man of integrity, I can't imagine that he would want to just cheat and put everyone in danger in the middle of a pandemic.
Recruiting is recruiting.
Recruiting is recruiting.
Cheese is cheese.
No comment.
And cheese is cheese. So the Cougs will be there, but Rolovich will have to do it by Zoom.
Yeah.
Because he said he is not vaccinated.
Yeah.
So he said, in a statement, he said, as the Pac-12 conference has required that all in-person participants at next week's Pac-12 Media Day be fully vaccinated, I will participate remotely and look forward to talking about our football team and the incredible young men in our program. I've elected not to receive a COVID-19 vaccine for reasons which will remain private. While I made my own decision, I respect that every individual, including our coaches, staff, and student athletes, can make his or her own decision regarding the COVID-19 vaccine. I will not comment further on my decision.
No.
Which, by the way, he's going to be asked about that 800 times down
there. 8 million times. But, you know, it is.
I said 800, though.
I said 8 million.
Yeah. His, you think it'll be 8 million?
It will be a lot. His, I don't have a problem someone making this decision. I just don't know how you are going to, how you're going to expect your players to follow suit here. And if you don't, you're going to have a real issue this year. Saban came out. Did you see Saban today? Saban tried to do the, if you don't get a vaccine, you're basically letting your teammates down. He went down that road. And he said that.
Is it required? It's not required.
It's not required, but.
It's required. So that's my question.
The SEC said that if you can't play, it's a forfeit.
Right.
And so Saban.
Which is, that's what we were talking about yesterday. You weren't here. Did you hear our show? You didn't hear our show.
I did not hear your show.
We were talking about, I think that it's just fine if a team or coach requires his players to have the vaccine. And you already have that at schools. Like at Oregon, you have to, in order to be enrolled in taking classes, you have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
So probably, it's not going to be an issue at Oregon.
It's probably slightly different down at
exactly
at Alabama.
Exactly. And I think, and I guarantee you Nick Saban wants to require vaccination. Guarantee you he does, because he doesn't want to deal with this.
No.
He doesn't lose a season to COVID.
Well, and that's what he said.
So the only reason he's not is because he's afraid of the backlash and the fans and the politicians.
He did get 90% of his players that have already had it, though, so.
Have already had COVID?
No. Have been vaccinated.
He said they're at 90?
He said 90%.
Okay. Well, then they don't need to worry about it much.
They're going to be fine.
Okay.
Washington State, you know, that's a tricky thing, man. If you are not promoting this, and let's say you've got a COVID outbreak that derails you for 3 weeks and you can't play those games and they're forfeits. I don't know. It's your personal choice.
It's your own problem. It's your own fault.
It's your own fault. And I don't know how all that's going to sit well up in Pullman, but I respect everyone's right to, you know, to make their choice. I just think if you're Nick Rolovich, you're obviously rolling the dice, but he's a big boy. He can make his own choices.
I just looked at the Washington State University health guidelines.
Yeah.
And they are also requiring a vaccine.
The students?
Students, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
his players will be required,
but he
will not.
Yeah.
How is that possible? Because I'm assuming if they're requiring the students, wouldn't they require the faculty? Although,
he's
not really faculty.
He's probably required, but he just says, he's like, I don't care.
I guess if the players are all vaccinated, then, you know, nuts to you, Rolovich. Like, it's, you know, your players are safe. I hope something doesn't jump up and bite you in the ass.
Somebody texted and said, that sounds like someone rowing towards Turdville.
Yeah, and I stopped short of that.
You surround yourself with turds, you're headed towards Turdville.
I don't understand everyone's reasoning behind not getting the vaccine, but I do respect people's decisions to not get one. I just think a lot of the decisions that are being made are made out of ignorance and just
well, that's why it's bluster. Like, dude, why? He said it's just private. Okay, you have that right too, but why? You're Nick Rolovich, you're the head coach.
Yeah,
shed some light on this for us instead of just I will not comment, it's private, bye.
Yeah,
that's weak.
It does when you're a public figure like that, especially
right.
When your players are,
you're a leader,
your players are required to do. If I was a player and they're like, hey, you have to do this, and I wasn't really down with the vaccine, hypothetically, and then I found out my coach doesn't have to have it, I would be a little bothered by that. That would bother me. I'd be like, hey, why? Why are you forcing me to do this? But he, who, by the way, is making millions upon millions of dollars, I'm doing this for my scholarship, why does he not have to follow the same rules that we do? That would rub me the wrong way.
And not explain it.
And not explain it. Although maybe he's explained it to the team. I don't know.
All right. A little bit of audio.
Orson Dickard's in says, sounds like someone's lying to get out of the Pac-12 media day.
That's not a bad lie.
That's genius. To get out of that.
Well, he has to do it. He just has to do it on Zoom.
He has to do it.
But those coaches do not.
No.
They do not like that media. They don't want to be down there.
Unless you're down there for the reporters, which does happen.
Well, that's why we're there. So Tuesday is media day for the Pac-12, this coming Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And Dirt and Sprague will be down there, so listen to their show in the morning. And then we'll probably just replay a bunch of interviews.
Probably.
Because I don't want to do the show.
Well, I won't be here, so do whatever the hell you want.
Well, I'm going to be with your brother.
Oh.
John. He's going to come in that day.
You guys can both do whatever the
hell
you want.
So we can bitch about Rolovich together.
I think John likes Rolovich.
I like Rolovich, too.
I like Rolo, too.
I think he's a good coach, good hire for Washington State, right?
I think he's a great hire for Washington State. And I think he's the sort of guy that will stay at Washington State. Yeah, I do. I think it's a great hire.
About that. Pretty good, though. 554, audio next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, we didn't get to everything today. We've got to get to some more NBA Finals talk. Giannis tomorrow. But this Texas-Oklahoma story really really took over.
Yeah, it kind of derailed everything. Well, it's a little more relevant here than, you know, winning an NBA title.
Yeah. We won't see that.
Does not appear so.
Ever?
I'm not going to say ever. Just I think this version, that window's probably run out.
Two pieces of audio before we go. Would you like to hear the most uninspiring Olympic athlete preparation interview?
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Sounds like basically an interview I would give if I was going to the Olympics.
Oh, no question.
Okay.
I don't know if there's much to look forward to. It's obviously going to be a very different environment. Looking forward to getting another week's golf in and trying to get my game in shape. And, you know, as I said, there's not much else to do there. So 12 hours a day at the golf course, hopefully, you know, I get my game in a bit better shape. I'm not a very patriotic guy. I'm doing it because I think it's the right thing to do. And I think, you know, I missed it last time. And, you know, for golf to be an Olympic sport, you need your best players there. And I feel like I want to represent the game of golf more than anything else.
Is that Rory?
That's Rory.
Wow. I don't even think, look, I am not a rah-rah guy when it comes to sports. I don't think I
Yours
even,
wouldn't be that bad.
Mine would not be that bad.
You'd say something about, I love America.
Yeah, you know.
He's like, I'm not really patriotic.
You know, it's kind of a bummer that, you know, we can't do everything that we want to do, but I'm still going to go over there and take a lot of pride at 12 hours on the golf course. Holy Rory.
That's Rory McIlroy. Now, there is some context there. He is from Northern Ireland. And I was reading today where, you know, they've had so much conflict there.
Yeah.
That there are a lot of people who think like him. They're actually not very prideful because he's from the first generation that didn't have much conflict, right? Yeah. He's like 20, I don't know what he is now, 25, 26, 27. I don't know how old he is.
Oh,
is he older than that?
Yeah, he's got it. I bet you he's 30.
Is he up in his 30s? Well, anyway, he's still young, but he's from that first generation of
he's 32.
Oh, God, he's 32.
Yeah.
Did I say 24?
Yeah, when you said like 24, 25, I was like, what?
That's my age. I'm 32.
I was like, huh?
Well, you know, he was golfing out there when he was 14. And
yeah.
Well, no, so there's just not a lot of, like, it's kind of a weird place to be from.
Sure.
Especially for these younger people. He's 32, but he's younger. He's that first generation where there wasn't a lot of fighting between the British and the Irish.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of this weird place of lack of pride there in Northern Ireland. Well, so that's a little context as to where he's coming from.
I remember way back when there was an article that was about that, and it was something along the lines of, like, one player, two Ireland's, a complicated history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do remember reading about that a number of years ago during one of the British Opens or whatever, when they were talking about this. And now with the Brexit and all that, it's
a weird one.
That is a weird. That is not as that's not as easy as the United States or Canada, and you being like, yeah, well, I'm not very patriotic, and
right.
Although we have some of that, you know, we have people that don't like USA! Going over USA! And representing the country, you know, with the no protest thing. And I don't remember who we had. I think it was a shot putter, or we had someone at the Olympic track and field trials that thought that they were being set up because she was not. She didn't want to stand for the anthem, or wanted to do like the power fist or whatever. And they snuck in the anthem on her, and she turned away from it. There was some controversy there. So we get some of that, but still, Rory, how about just pretend, right?
But he's great, though, because he's honest. Like, he doesn't pretend, and I like that about him. All right, here's a little check this out. Travis Kelce, tight end of the Chiefs, right?
Yes.
Kelce, right?
Yes.
K-E-L-C-E. Kelce.
What? Yes. It is possible.
That's him spelling it.
That's him. That was on one of those pre, you know, like how they do the intros.
Is he doing the Dan Gertz? Who was the NBA player? It was Gedzurich?
Gedzurich.
And he changed it. Like
Gedzurich?
Yeah, he was in the UCLA, and he was in the NBA for like a number of years, and then he just came out and was like, that's not how you say it.
Well, there is some debate. Is it Kelce or is it Kelce? Why is this coming up now? This is confusing. Somebody asked him about it.
Alrighty, so it turned into its own thing, didn't it? It started running around. It's funny. My real name is Travis Kelce, and I say Kelce because that's what my father says. But everybody on my father's side says Kelce, and I go by both. One's a real name, one's a nickname. To be honest, I don't care which one you call me, man. I just I appreciate everybody's support, and I think it's just it's absolutely hilarious that it got to this point. The video that everybody saw was me absolutely screwing up Tyler Lewan's name and Taylor Lewan's name. I just did it again. Oh, man. He's going to love me for that one. But, yeah, so that was me trying to, like, make him feel better about, you know, me butchering his name. But, yeah, you can call me either Kelce or Kelce. I'll respond to both.
Huh.
All righty. So it turned into its own thing, didn't it? It started running around. It's funny.
Is that a double?
Yeah.
That's
double audio. Yeah. So how about that?
So
Kelce, if I'm reading what he said right, Kelce is a nickname.
No, Kelce is a nickname.
No.
No, he said Kelce.
He said Kelce is the nickname.
Is the nickname from his dad. Let's listen to it again.
Yeah.
All righty. So it turned into its own thing, didn't it?
It did.
Started running around. It's funny. My real name is Travis Kelce, and I say Kelce because that's what my father says, but everybody on my father's side says Kelce, and I go by both. One's a real name, one's a nickname. To be honest, I don't care which one you call me, man. I just I appreciate everybody's support.
Yeah, okay. Kelce's the real one.
Well, if the entire family says Kelce and only his dad says Kelce,
that makes
me think Kelce is the real name.
Well, but he said it.
He said it.
He said my real name is Kelce.
Yeah.
But
or at least that's what my dad said.
Well, Jason,
is what he said afterwards.
His brother, who's an all-pro center, goes by Kelce. It's not Jason Kelce, so.
But they have the same dad who would have pronounced it that way.
Well, yeah, in your face.
So, but again.
I think it's actually Kelce.
It's not.
I just think his
dad.
Like
he said it. Wait.
He just
wait,
said
do
it.
We have to play this again?
I know what he said.
So basically, Mike doesn't care.
He said, my name is Travis Kelce, or at least that's what my dad always said.
Just listen closer, okay?
Alrighty, so it turned into its own thing, didn't it?
It did.
Started running around. It's funny. My real name is Travis Kelce, and I say Kelce because that's what my father says. But everybody on my father's side says Kelce, and I go by both. One's a real name, one's
I know
a nickname.
What he said my real name is Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
because that's what my dad said.
Mike, you can't qualify
God
it.
Dang
if
it,
someone
Mike!
Someone says that that's their name.
He qualified
that's their name.
It.
And then he said one's a real name, one's a nickname. The real name is Kelce.
Yeah, he's
Travis. Damn it.
Not Mike will only refer to him now, like in his sports snorts, as Travis Kelce.
K D L C E. Kelce.
Now, I will tell you that in my family, there is a little bit of this because I do hear people in my family say Sukanic and Sukanic.
Sukanic?
Yeah.
I always think it's Sukanic. Sukanic.
Yeah.
And I go Sukanic.
Because it's S, well, it's SC, which whatever, but it's SCU.
Sukanic.
So you would think it would be Sukanic, but I've heard plenty of people say Sukanic.
That's the same with the school I went to. Some people say Syracuse. Some people say Syracuse.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, but see, that's Syracuse.
I go both ways.
Am I wrong?
I think it's Syracuse because SYR
Syracuse
makes
is like just an accent, right?
So I guess.
I say Syracuse.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A ton of people who go to that school say Syracuse, though.
Because they're from the East Coast. That's their accent. Isn't it like saying Washington? Like, it's not Washington. That's just how some people say it. It's not Washington, although I'm going to start calling it Washington.
Well, don't call him. Well, I guess you can call him Kelce.
He says either way. He doesn't care.
Or Kelce. Just don't call Coach Sanders Dion, or apparently he loses his S.
All right. Club is next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.